how the Del Norte Warriors got to this point. Thursday night, Del Norte beat Shasta 52-47. Last night, in the 4 o'clock game, Del Norte beat Henley 69-53, which set the stage for Del Norte to face Yreka. Yreka's route was they had a bye on the first day. They did beat Orland, which in the semifinals would put them in the championship tier. Earlier today in the third-place game, Henley blew out Orland by 20 points. Just now in a championship game in the boys' division, Grants Pass beat Crater 59-39.
A 20-point victory for the Cavemen of Grants Pass, as they're the champions on the boys' side here at the Yreka Invitational.
Well, let's take a look at the starting lineups. Starting lineup for Yreka is Ashley Bennett, number 3. Bailey Branson, number 23. Alexis Collier, number 10. Danae Fogel, number 15. And Sammy Freitas, number 13. And for Del Norte, it'll be Brooklyn Carter, number 1. Lily Nunez, number 2. Gianna Taylor, number 20. And number 22, Jacqueline Corbett. And number 23, Lily Wilson, will be starting for Del Norte. As I said earlier, the Warriors are coming off a fantastic game last night where they scored 42 in the first half and ended up beating Henley 69-53. And in that game, Brooklyn Carter, Lily Nunez, and Jacqueline Corbett all 16 points. Corbett was 6 of 6 from the line, along with Nunez being 5 of 8 from the line, that really closed out the game for the Warriors. Like I said earlier, they will both be playing in Mount Shasta next weekend. We won't be broadcasting those games, but we'll be keeping you updated on the KPOD website and Facebook page. And since it is the championship game, they just did all the announcements here, and I believe now they're going to do the national anthem. Two referees down here. Usually on the coast, we have 3. National anthem? No, they're trying to decide. Looks like no national anthem, so we're going to get ready to tip off here. Lily Wilson will be tipping for the Warriors. And that'll be number 23, Branson, jumping for Yreka. So here we go, championship game underway, and the Warriors win the tip. Nunez has the ball at midcourt coming across. Tough man-to-man defense. Yreka's going to want to get after it tonight. They'll want to pick up full court, turnover right off the get-go, and the Miners are coming back the other way. That's Bennett with the ball, back out on top to Collier. Shot goes up, Collier's going to knock down a 3 to start the game for the Miners. 3-0 your score. The sharpshooter knocked it down from the top of the key. Little flat, it seems like the Warriors are coming out of the get-go. Nunez, dribble drive, middle of the key. Over to Carter. Dribble drive to the baseline. She's going to get forced out of bounds. Turnover for the Warriors. Back-to-back turnovers to start the game. As Taylor's going to pick up Collier across midcourt. Right side to Freitas, over to Bennett, back to Freitas. Just ball moving around the outside as Collier has it. Going to be off Collier, out of bounds, as they try to get it into her in the low post. Taylor's going to inbound the ball to Nunez. Nunez will walk it up the floor. We're 1 minute into the ball game. Warriors trail 3-0 after a big 3-point shot by Collier. Nunez, top of the key. Given direction, kind of a slow go offensively. Get to the high post to Corbett. Corbett dribble drive the basket up. No good. Rebound's going to go to Carter. Carter goes up. She's going to get fouled. Good strong shot by Carter. She got fouled on the 10-foot jumper. She'll go to the line. Foul's going to go against Freitas. She'll pick up her first.
Rook and Cardo go to the line to see if they get the Warriors on the board here. Two-shot foul. First one's up. No good off the side rim. Entering the ballgame for the Warriors will be Koifa as Nunez takes a seat. Nunez working knees hurting her. I think Coach Clifton's going to try to use her sparingly. Missed shot. Wilson gets the rebound and puts it right back up and in. So after two missed free throws, Wilson puts in the shot. So it's 3-2, Miners lead. Freitas, right side. Pass go to the inside, blocked by Carter, right back to Freitas. Baseline drive by the Miners. They're going to reset out on top to Bennett. Bennett over to Branson. Branson to Freitas. Shot goes up. She missed. Next one goes up. Missed also. Rebound by Wilson. We're going to have a foul. Foul's going to go against the Miners. That's on Fogle. She'll pick up her first. As Wilson came down with the rebound. Koipa's going to inbound the ball to get it into Taylor. All the way down the floor, up with the shot, misses. As that was a home run throw to Taylor, it just didn't work out. Miners bringing the ball back down the floor after the turnover. Bennett with the ball, right side to Branson. Branson, loose ball on the floor. Freitas comes up with it. Over to Collier. Collier back out to Freitas. Baseline drive by Collier. She's going to be trapped underneath. Kicked out to Branson. Branson puts it up. No good. Rebound by Corbett. Corbett's going to push the pace to the outside. She'll pull it back out. Reset to Koipa. McQuillan over to Wilson at the top of the key. Over to Carter. Underneath to McQuillan. McQuillan up with the shot. No good. Rebound by Wilson, though. As Wilson's going to take a dribble. As Wilson's going to get called for the 3 seconds in the key as she was stuck underneath the basket. So turnover by Delnort. Collier across the court. Branson back out to Freitas. Good ball movement inside out by Wairika. Nice move by Branson on the baseline. Everybody forgot about her. She puts in the bucket. 5-2 your score. Taylor back the other way. Dribble drive all the way to the basket. No good. Rebound by Branson. She's going to push it back the other way. Coast to coast for Branson. She's going to run over Koipa. And Koipa's going to get the charge call. Branson picks up the foul. Branson's a big girl. Great job by Koipa staying in there and taking it. Kimora comes in the ball game. Wilson will take a seat. Wairika in a full court press. We're going to have the ball into Taylor, and then Collier's going to knock it out of bounds. Ball gets passed into Taylor. Taylor's trying to dribble out of the double team in the corner. Ball's going to go off one of the Miners' foot. 24 in the shot clock, and we're still in the backcourt after two inbounds. Ball's going to come in as Koipa's going to throw it over the head. Turnover by the Warriors. The home run did not work again. So it'll be Miners' ball clear down here underneath the basket. So they'll have it underneath their own basket since it didn't touch anybody. Freitas is going to pass it in. It's going to be out of bounds off the Miners. Good defensive play by Carter on the inbound. But once again, the Miners in a full court press. We'll try this again. Taylor will inbound. Taylor inbounds into Koipa over to Jacqueline. Corbett's got it. Kicks it out to Kimora. They'll reset back out on top to Koipa. 20 on the shot clock. 4:20 left here in the first quarter. Warriors trail 5-2. Koipa high post to Corbett. Corbett dribble drive. Up with the shot. She's going to get fouled. Looks like it's going to be on Fogle. She's going to pick up her second. Fogle picks up her second. Warriors will inbound underneath their own basket. As Nunez comes back in the ballgame, Carter will take a seat. Nunez to inbound the ball. Ball goes outside to Koi Pond. We're going to have a hook call by Corbett. Corbett tried to get position underneath, and she'll get called for hooking. Corbett picks up her first foul, first team foul against the Warriors. And the Miners come back the other way with Collier on top, left side to Freitas. Back out on top to Bennett. Over to Collier, back on top to Freitas. Pass around the outside, they're looking underneath. Bennett has the ball, skip pass over to Collier. Dribble drive, kick to Freitas. Seven on the shot clock, dribble drive by Bennett. Somebody's got to put one up. Freitas in the middle of the key. Ball's loose on the ground. And we're going to have a travel call against Corbett as she came up with the loose ball and rolled over. Right as the shot clock expired, Freitas will inbound the ball. And Corbett steals it. Koi Pop comes up with it. Koi Pop cross midcourt. Dribble drive, kick out to Taylor. Taylor's going to fire the three from the wing. No good. Rebound by Corbett. Corbett puts it up. It's blocked. She gets her own rebound. Back up is Nunez. Nunez from 15 feet knocks it down. Pretty shot by Lily. Lily gets a two-point basket. 5-4 your score. Warriors trail by one. 3:15 left here in the first quarter. Ball goes right side to Branson. Branson dribble drive. Stolen by Nunez. Nunez back down the floor. Ball's loose on the ground. Picked up by Nunez again. Double teamed in the corner. Ball's loose. Give me knocked out of bounds off Collier as Nunez dribbled right to the corner and they doubled her up. Nunez has got the ball to inbound. Gets the ball in to Taylor. Taylor back out on the wing. Dribble drive by Taylor. She'll shoot foul as the third foul on Vogel in the first quarter. Vogel has three. Entering the ball game will be number four. That's Alana Avery. As Vogel will sit down with three. And the Warriors will inbounds underneath their own basket, throw it all the way out to Anissa Batega in the game. Dribble drive by Taylor, up with the shot. Nice shot by Taylor. The Warriors take their first lead of the ball game. 6-5 your score. Quickly back the other way. Freitas with the shot. No good, rebounded by Bennett, though. Long rebound for the Miners out to Collier. Back to Bennett, three-point shot from the wing, no good. She gets her own long rebound. Branson thinks about it from the top of the key, and she's going to get called for the travel. Good defensive effort for the Warriors. 6-5 your score, 2:15 on the Center Coast Hospital scoreboard. Warriors lead by one. After giving up five early ones, the Warriors' defense has settled in. Taylor gets it in to Anissa. Anissa over to Nunez. Nunez breaks the double team. And it's stolen by Collier. Collier over to Bennett. Bennett down the floor to Freitas. Trying to get something in transition. Warriors got back, though. Collier's going to dribble back to the top of the key and kick it to Bennett on the left wing. Right at the free throw line is Avery. She'll pull up with a 10-footer. No good. Rebounded by Anissa Batega. Out in transition with the numbers will be Nunez, and Coach Clifton's going to call the timeout. Looks like a full timeout for Coach Clifton and the Warriors as they lead by one, 6-5 your score. And some of your legendary Sportscaster Club members include the title sponsor. Scoreboards brought to you by Center Coast Hospital. Center Coast Hospital, serving our community with care. Our halftime show will be brought to you by Hiuchi Hamlet, gas, fishing tackle, and snacks for the Wild River Adventure. And Potter Real Estate Group in Crescent City, specializing in residential and commercial real estate. So early here in the game, we got one foul against Corbett, three fouls against Vogel, five team fouls against Wairika. Would probably be the biggest story of the first quarter. Seems like if they get into bonus situation, Wairika might be forced to come out of that press they have, as the press has been very effective for the Miners this tournament. It was definitely one of Coach Clifton's biggest concerns earlier when I had him on that How You Hamlet halftime report of the boys game, was his biggest concern was taking care of the ball in the press. As Nunez will inbound the ball, it'll be full court pressure for the Miners. There's questions to the scorebook right now. Not quite sure. They're looking at the scorebook to make sure it's right. I think everything's good on the book. 6-5, your score. Warriors lead, and they're going to inbounds on the side. Nunez noticeably limping out there, but a very important half of game here as they like to pressure. Ball goes right side to Anissa. Great look as Jacqueline came around the pick, and Anissa threw it to the bottom. Miscommunication a little bit. As Koypak comes back in for Anissa. 1:36 left here in the first quarter. Collier across midcourt. Right side to Branson. Looks for the dribble drive. Gets it over to Freitas. Freitas with the easy bucket. She'll get her first bucket of the game. We're going to have a foul on the sideline as Nunez broke the press. Collier's going to get called for the foul. Collier picks up her first. Next one will be bonus for the Warriors. 1:15 left here in the first quarter. Koypak across midcourt. Nobody guarding, way out top. Pick coming from Fran in the ballgame. Koypak over to Corbett. Corbett, middle of the key, up with the shot. No good. Gets her own rebound, though, and she'll pull it back out. Reset shot clock stolen by Collier. Collier's out by herself. All the way down the floor, gets an easy bucket. Alexis Collier with 5, and the Miners have extended their lead to 3. Junior's down the floor, going to get the ball knocked out by Freitas. So it'll be Warriors ball in the backcourt. Into Koypak. 40 seconds left here in the first quarter. 20 on the shot clock. Big possession for the Warriors. See if they can get a bucket. Koypak, right side to Nunez. High post to Corbett. Corbett back and in underneath the hoop. Up with the shot, no good. Rebound's going to go to Avery. Franz is going to get the foul as she held on to Avery as she tried to clear it. Kiki picks up the foul. And here comes the Miners across midcourt with 20 seconds left. Shot clock's off. Collier over to Branson. Branson to the basket. Oh, finds Avery on the backside. Great look by Branson. Avery gets her first bucket, and the Warriors look to inbound with 6. We're going to have out of bounds. It's going to be out of bounds off the Warriors. And Koypak said something to the officials, and she's going to get a technical foul. So it'll be 2 shots for the Miners and the ball out with 3.6 seconds left here in the first quarter. As Anissa checks in for Koy. Collier's going to shoot him. She's got 5. Misses the first free throw. So she'll get the 2 free throws and the ball out of bounds. Second one also no good. So inbound. On the side. They're trying to figure out where they're going to inbound the ball. 3.6 seconds left. Miners will inbound at midcourt. Into Collier. 3, 2, 1. Collier's going to fire from midcourt. Doesn't go in. So a lot of hoopla at the end of the first quarter there, kind of anticlimactic. But at the end of the first quarter, the home team, the White Creek Miners, lead the Del Norte Warriors 11-6. We'll be back to the second quarter here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Warrior Sports.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club members' sponsors are Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, and McPheron's Tax and Bookkeeping Services.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, and Ingle Marine Supply.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Welcome back to the Wairika Minor Invitational. In the championship game, ready to start the second quarter. Wairika will start with the ball. Easy shot by Avery in the middle of the key, doesn't go. Rebounded by the Miners, though. 11-6 your score after one. Collier with the ball, dribble drive. She's going to get fouled by Kimura on her way to the basket. Kimura will pick up her first foul. Make sure you give Koi pause. She got the technical. That'll count as a team foul. So that's four fouls against the Warriors, as the Miners inbound underneath their own basket. Inbounded to Avery, back out on top to Collier. Collier dribble drive, ball's going to be loose on the ground. It's going to be foul's going to go against Kimura. Two quick fouls by Kimura. But Kobe's got two. Five fouls on the Warriors now. And once again, the Miners inbound underneath their basket. Branson to Freitas. Back to Branson. Underneath, low post move. Great job by Wairika. High low pass. Branson picks up first fourth point of the night. And Wairika's extended their lead out to seven. The high scoring Warrior offense has gone cold. Nunez out to Anissa. Batiga, 3-point shot on the way. No good. Rebounded, long rebound by Freitas. Freitas back the other way. To Collier. Collier over to Bennett. Bennett, dribble drive, over to Freitas. Dribble drive baseline, she'll pull it back out. Skip pass over the top to Collier. She'll fire the 15-footer, no good. Rebound by Branson, though. Ball's loose on the ground, and we're going to have a jump ball, I believe. It's going to be Del Norte ball. Wilson comes in. Taylor comes in. Fran sits down and Nunez sits down. Taylor across midcourt, bringing the ball up. Well, he's got to get something going offensively here. And she's going to dribble the ball off her knee, I believe, and it's going to be off-white. It's going to be blue ball. So it's going to be Delmar ball. 17 on the shot clock as Taylor inbounds. Into Wilson, over her head, though, as Avery comes up with the steal. Avery quickly back the other way for the Miners, over to Branson. Shot goes up, and we're going to have a foul. Wilson's going to get called for the foul on her way to the basket. She'll pick up her first. She's going to send Branson to the line to shoot, too. Branson, deep knee bend. First free throw on the way. She knocks it down. She's got five. Bridwell comes in the ball game for Freitas. Freitas will take a seat. Awaiting Branson's second free throw. Second free throw on the way. No good. Rebounded by the Warriors. Wilson comes up with it, and Anissa will bring it down the floor. We'll have Taylor and Carter at the wing. We'll have Corbett and Wilson at the post. Carter has the ball left wing, looking high post to Corbett. Ball fake going to the basket. She's going to be fouled. Like Branson will pick up the foul. Branson picks up her second. Well, inbound will be a one-on-one situation. Corbett will shoot the free throw. She was 6-6 last night. This will be her first free throws of the night tonight. One-on-one situation. Warriors trail 14-6. 6 minutes left here in the second quarter on the Center Coast Hospital scoreboard. First free throw's up, and it's no good. Ball's knocked out of bounds off Wairika, so the Warriors will get possession back. Inbounding the ball will be Taylor. Taylor gets the ball into Anissa, back to Taylor, firing the three. Nice shot from the corner. Doesn't fall, though. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be a Wairika ball. Warriors, after being couldn't miss last night, can't hit one tonight. 8-point lead for the Miners. Collier across midcourt. Left side to Bridwell. Bridwell, baseline scoop shot. We're going to have a travel call as she tried to scoot past Wilson. Turnover for the Miners as they will pick up full court once again. Into Anissa. Anissa over to Taylor. Taylor. We're going to have a foul on the base on the sideline. Foul's going to go against Bennett. She'll pick up her first, but Taylor will go to the line to shoot. Taylor, 5 of 8 from the line. Last game. See if the Warriors could get back on track with the free throws. Shooting about 72% so far this year, but they're 0-for-3 tonight. A championship game, you got to knock down free throws. First free throw is good for Taylor. She'll get the bonus one. And it's 14-7. 5:41 left here in the second quarter. Taylor, 3, 4, 5 big dribbles. Puts it up. Front rim, no good. Rebound's going to go to the Miners. Collier has it. Across midcourt. Corner to Avery. Avery up with the jumper. She's got it. Alana Avery, another bucket. Ball, Taylor's got it, looking to break the press. She's trying to do it all by herself. She's got Taylor open down the field. I mean, she's got Corbett open, but she's going to throw it, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds by the Miners. As Taylor comes up nursing a hip injury, so Franz comes in for Wilson. Anissa inbounds to Taylor on the right wing. Taylor dribble drive back out to Corbett. Ball fake going to the basket. Up with the shot. Nice job by Corbett. Jacqueline Corbett, her first bucket of the ball game. 16-9. Deep shot by Bennett. No good. Rebounded by Anissa. Batega will bring the ball across midcourt. Hand it off to Taylor. 16-9, your score. 4:44 left here in the second quarter. We have an illegal pick by the Warriors. It's going to go against Fran. As she tried to set a pick for Anissa, Fran will pick up the foul. That'll be her second foul. Be a turnover by the Warriors. It'll be Wairika coming back the other way. Collier across midcourt. 16-9, your score. Dribble drive by Bennett. Backside to Avery. Missed shot. Corbett comes up with the rebound. Corbett coming back the other way. Spin move all the way to the basket. Knocks it down, and we're going to count it. Jacqueline Corbett with a big play in the middle of the key. Took the hit. Spin move. Knocks it down. Foul's going to go against Collier. She's going to have two. Corbett will go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. The spark that maybe the Warriors need right now. Free throw's no good, but the ball's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be blue ball. Warriors are going to get another possession, down by five. Underneath their own basket is Nunez is back in the ball game. Nunez will inbound the ball. Looking to get it in, throws up top to Anissa. She'll fire from the top of the key. Air ball, way off to the right. Picked up by Avery, and here comes Bennett back the other way. Bennett, right side two. Freitas back in the ball game. Up on top to Bridwell. Over to Avery, back on top to Bennett. Guarded by Nunez up on top. Warriors in a tough man-to-man defense. Dribble drive by Bridwell. Nice shot. Floater by the sub. She knocks it down. It's her first bucket of the game. Still man, still pressed by Wairika. They get a pick. They get a steal. Ball's loose on the ground. It's going to be tied up. As Anissa comes down hard on the back of her head, Koipa comes in for Anissa and Taylor. I mean, for Anissa and Carter. So off the jump ball, it's going to be Delmore ball. 26 on the shot clock. Into Kiki, over to Nunez. We're going to have a foul. Nunez is going to go to the line. As the foul situation, Bennett's got two, Branson's got two, Collier has two, and Fogle has three. Be interesting to see how that plays out. We're in double bonus now, as Nunez will have two free throws. Her first free throw of the night's good. She's got 3 points. The lead's down to six. Warriors can weather the storm here, cut into that lead, get it back to even at halftime, to set the stage for a good second half. Second free throw's good. Quickly down the other way. Great ball movement by Wairika, though. Getting a quick bucket by that Lainey Shaw. All the way down the floor to Franz. Franz up with the layup. She's going to get fouled. But great job by the Warriors to break the press quickly after the easy one by Wairika. Franz will go to the line. She'll be shooting two. Warriors trail by seven. 3:26 left here in the second quarter on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. And Franz knocks down the first free throw to cut it to six. A lot of free throws here remaining in the second quarter. Warriors got to capitalize and knock them down. Second free throw on the way. It's also good. The lead's down to five. Quickly back the other way is Wairika, stolen by Jacqueline. Jacqueline going coast to coast, one on four. Splits the double team up with the jumper. No good. Long rebound to Nunez, though. She'll reset back out on top to Taylor. Taylor's going to fire the three. Back of the net. No good. Ball's going to be off. Brand, it's going to be Wairika ball. 3:08 left here in the second quarter. As Bennett will bring it across midcourt. Bennett right side to Avery. Back to Bennett. Low post down to Bridwell. Bridwell gets the easy bucket as it was great ball movement. Inbounding will be Nunez. Nunez breaks the press as she gives it up and got it back. She's going to be fouled on that one. Freitas will pick up the foul. She's got two now. And Nunez back to the line to shoot two. 22-15 your score. 7-point game. Nunez now 3-3 from the line as she knocked it down. Fouls could become an issue for Wairika, as they like to attack the ball all game long. Both free throws are good. 2:42 left, 5-point game. Freitas with the ball. In the middle of the key, she looked like she traveled, but no call. Bennett over to Freitas. Jumper up, no good. Rebounded. Put back up, and we're going to have a foul as Franz swatted at that one. Franz will pick up her third. And going to the line is number 20. That's Lainey Shaw. She'll have two shots at the line. 5-point ball game, 22-17. First free throw on the way. It's good. So I'm coming in. Wilson will come in for Franz. Franz will sit with three. Ball back into Laney's hands here. Deep in for Shaw. Shot up. No good. Rebound by the Warriors, though. Boy, Paw comes up with it. She'll push the face across midcourt. Over to Taylor. Taylor all the way to the basket, up with the shot. No good. Rebound by Wilson. She'll put it back up and in. Great job by Lily. Two-point basket for Lily. She's got four, and the lead's down to four. Timeout on the floor with 2:06 left here in the first half. Timeout by Wairika. See if it's going to be a 30 or full. 30-second timeout gives us a chance to get a little more of our Sportscasters Club members, including H&R Block. Get your maximum refund guaranteed. Ambrose WSG, recycling, storage, truck repair, and waste removal. Del Mar Tire, the Barn family says, our roots are here, not just our branches. Inquiry Equipment, your one-stop shop for power equipment, Crescent City, and Brookings. Finishing up earlier today, Del Mar boys fell to Kinley in the third place game. Warrior girls looking for a championship here. 23-19 your score. 4-point game with 2 minutes left here in the first half on the Sutter Coast Offensive scoreboard. As the Miners have the ball, Bennett has it on top, left side to Bridwell. Back out to Bennett, over to Freitas. Bridwell's going to fire from the top of the key, in and out, no good. Rebound's going to go. Corbett's going to go shoot. Foul's going to go against Wairika. Avery picks up her first. We have 12 fouls against Wairika here in the first half, and we still got 2 minutes left. Corbett to the line to shoot two. Front rim, no good. After Corbett went 6-for-6 last night, she's now 0-for-3. Second free throw, front rim, back rim, goes in, rolls in. Down to a 3-point ball game, 23-20. Quickly back the other way, sprayed it. 15-foot jumper on the way, no good. Rebounded by... We're going to have a loose ball, jump ball situation. As Wilson and Shaw were battling for it. It's going to be minor ball on the possession. It's Freitas will inbound. Freitas gets it in, and she's going to be get it into Shaw, and she's going to be fouled by Wilson. Wilson picks up her second. Laney, back to the line. She'll shoot two. She's 1-2 from the line. First one up, no good. As Kimura will come in. Wilson will take a seat. Shaw up with her second free throw. Backboard, no good. Long rebound's going to go to Avery, though, from the Miners. Scoop shot goes up and in. Tough break for the Warriors. 25-20 your score. 1:30 left here in the first half. Nunez across midcourt. Man-to-man defense by both teams still all the way through. Left side to Taylor. Taylor dribble drive. Up with the floater. No good. Rebound by Jack, by Kimura. And we're going to have a jump ball. It's going to be Del Mar ball. As Wilson comes back in for Kimura. Nunez will inbound the ball. 1:11 left, new shot clock. Into Taylor. Taylor will bring it back out. She'll have it on the perimeter. Dribbles baseline, up with the shot. She's going to get called for stepping out of bounds. Turnover by the Warriors. and to Bennett. She'll bring it across midcourt. Bennett right side over to Bridwell, over to Freitas. Down underneath to Avery. Avery will throw it up. No good. Rebound's going to go to... It's going to be another tie-up. It's going to be Wilson and Shaw. Wilson battling down there for the rebound with Shaw. The jump ball possession is going to go to Wairika with 50 seconds left. Freitas with the ball gives it to Bennett. Bennett out to Bridwell. Dribble drive. Scoop shot on the way, and she's going to be fouled by Wilson. Lily's going to get called for her third foul. So Franz, two big girls, four Del Norte have three fouls. Franz and Wilson. And Bridwell will go to the line to shoot two. First free throws of the night for her, and she knocks down the first one. Sends the lead out to six, 26-20 your score, 44 seconds left here in the first half. Second free throw on the way, no good. Rebound's going to go loose on the ground to be picked up by Corbett. Jacqueline across midcourt, middle of the key, coast to coast, up with the shot, and she's going to get fouled. Corbett will go to the line. The foul's going to go against Bennett. She picks up her third. So Fogle and Bennett both with three. Shot goes up for Corbett, knocks it down. Nice shot by Corbett. Knocking down that free throw. As Wilson will come out, she's got three, and Kimora comes back in. 36 seconds left here in the half as Corbett hits, goes up for a second free throw. Front rim knocks it in. Leads down to four. Here comes quickly Freitas back the other way. 15-foot jumper's no good off the front rim. Nunez pushes the pace back the other way. Shot clock's off. Back out to Taylor. Taylor, three-point shot from the top of the key. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Collier back in the game. Collier quickly back the other way. 15-14, dribble drive baseline. It's going to go off her own foot out of bounds. Wairika's going to stay in the pressure right here. Gets the ball into Nunez. Nunez over to Corbett. Corbett, 10 seconds left, getting to the basket. All the way up, no good. Rebound by Wairika. Gets it out to Collier with 3-2. Ball's going to go out of bounds with 0.6 left. And it's going to be Del Norte ball. As Wairika tried to throw it down the floor, Nunez catches and throws it, and it's no good. So here at halftime, your Del Norte Warriors trail the Wairika Miners by a score of 26-22. We'll be back with the Hayuchi Hamlet halftime report in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the Halftime Report, and it's brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet on Highway 199 in Hiuchi. We'll have all the halftime stats and more on the way next.
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Jawell Benz in Hartwick, Sutter Coast Hospital, Chimney Craft, and Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary Sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are South Coast Appliance, Brian's Beach Dogs, Center Coast Hospital as our scoreboard sponsor and our halftime show brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports. 97.9 K-Pod. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Go Caleb!
Come on, hit a homer, Jesse!
Let's go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true. I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah,
obvious.
Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our legendary Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, and Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club members' sponsors are Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, and McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are South Coast Appliance, Brian's Beach Dogs, Center Coast Hospital as our scoreboard sponsor, and our halftime show brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
It's the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. And with the latest information, stats of the first half, and games from around the league, here's John.
Back to the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report here at the Wairika Basketball Invitational Championship Girls Game, where the Warriors are trailing 26-22 here at halftime. And on the Halftime Report, I've got head varsity boys coach Chris Rice with us. And he's got some important, exciting news coming from the other gym as your JV boys. What'd they just do?
Yeah, they won.
Won the championship.
Almost at the buzzer, yeah. They were down one, and Lion Rigdon made a nice move, little spin move, and got a kind of a short jump shot off the backboard to put him up by one with 3 seconds left.
They won. We've been kind of a whirlwind over here with the three varsity teams I've been covering. Kind of forgot about our JVs over there, but tell me a little about their weekend.
Weed, the first game, Weed wasn't tough. I think they won by 40. And then Wairika and Grants Pass. Actually, Wairika beat Grants Pass. And then we beat Wairika pretty good, 15 or 16 points, because I think they were out of energy from playing against Grants Pass. And then, you know, Grants Pass brought it today with a little bit of rest. That was, we were missing a couple. We were missing a player due to sickness as well, two players. So.
Yeah, I've heard it around the teams a little bit this year, and just around the schools. Coming out of our quarantine kind of stuff, this is kind of our first year back, everything. It's just the regular colds are really knocking out a lot of kids, and especially not the Del Norte kids. You kind of see it around
absolutely.
Around the North State a little bit. So it's been a trying experience for a lot of the teams.
I talked to the Grants Pass coach, and he said that they had it 3 weeks ago, so it's just kind of been going through. A lot.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about your squad this weekend. After the big win against Ferndale, you come up over here, stumbled a little bit, had some success. definitely growing pains going into next weekend. But what can you take out of this tournament you kind of rally your troops in going into next week?
Yeah, I think we can take, you know, I'm going to put some of it on me for agreeing to play that extra game. I think that didn't help our program. I think the kids were pretty wore out this morning. And I think that the positives we want to focus on is just how we felt during that Crater game when we kind of came out slow and then we got back into it, battled with a pretty quality team. You know, and we got a big one on Tuesday. Grants Pass just kind of took care of business against Crater. So
sure did, and John Fritch will be at that game to call that. So we have live game action.
So athletic. They are so athletic at Grants Pass.
They get after it. They handle Crater pretty easily there.
Easily.
Down the road.
Yeah, we're going to have our hands full. And
that's okay, though, right?
Absolutely.
It's all right to take those lickings right now because I've been watching some of the highlights from the Humboldt area teams, and to be honest with you, I don't think there's any slouches in the HDN when it comes to this year. It's going to be a very competitive HDN, so
yeah,
get some of these games in right now.
5-3 could win league this year.
It sure could, and it's going to be hard to get a game.
Yes.
Right? I mean, I think everybody's going to be scratching for games to win.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those years where I think you want to hold home court.
Absolutely.
That's what makes Tunin Gymnasium so special. We steal games at Tunin Gymnasium sometimes because of our great crowds come January, and that's what you got to love about our community.
Absolutely. You got to love that.
So here we are, about a minute and a half before we start into the third quarter. Girls came out a little sluggish. Slow. And they had some good looks. They just weren't knocking them down. They might have used them all yesterday.
Yeah, they missed a bunch early, and then they scrapped back. And, you know, Wairika's girls, they got a great program. They got some skilled players. The little guard, the post player number four.
Yeah.
Four's got good moves. So, yeah.
And they just won the JV girls tournament over there also. And taking a look at their press, they pressed the whole game.
Oh, man, and we couldn't get the ball. It was similar to what was happening to our JV team. We couldn't get the ball up past the free throw line on the inbound. So when you're getting it so low, then you're in trouble the whole way.
Absolutely. But one of the situations we're going to watch for here in the second half is Wairika found themselves with lots of fouls. We went into a double bonus 2 minutes into the second quarter, and their foul totals on their side, they have 2 players with 3 and 4 players with 2 fouls. The question will be, is can they keep that ball pressure intensity through the whole game and stay out of foul trouble?
Absolutely. I'm looking for Jacqueline Gorbett to get some big buckets in the second half, help us out here.
Gorbett, unbelievable. She's one of those true warriors. Doesn't look like a basketball player by no means, but she gets out there and she gets it done. She is the leading scorer at halftime. She's got 7 points. Missed her first three free throws, knocked down her next 3, so she's back on pace with 7 points. She's got to take care of the ball and make sure let the game come to her.
Yeah, we got these guys. I think we're going to outlast them.
Coach Rice.
Thanks a lot for everything.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks for coming down and joining me at halftime so many times.
Yeah.
And I want to say thank you. This is one of the first times that one of the high school players come up and thanked me for coming. Aiden Antonetti up and told me thank you.
That's awesome. Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
Was do that. That's cool.
That's awesome. Thanks for
you guys. Take care.
All right, that was your Hiuchi Hamlet halftime report. The Hiuchi Hamlet, it has hot drinks, cold snacks. It has cold drinks and hot snacks. It has everything you want, everything you need. In fact, if they don't have it, you don't need it. The Hiuchi Hamlet located on U.S. Highway 199 in Hiuchi. Warriors get the first possession here. Carter's going to settle for a jumper from the outside, 15 feet out. No good. Rebound by Nunez. She'll put it back up. It doesn't go in. Ball's loose. Freitas comes up with it. Couple missed shots there by the Warriors. And a defensive rebound by Freitas. And here come the Miners back the other way. A little bit more intensity, man-to-man defense by the Warriors right now. Came out with a sense of urgency. Collier goes up with the 10-footer, though. She knocks it down. She started the game with a bucket. She starts the second half with one also. 6-point game, 28-22, your score. Nunez with the ball. Dribble drive to the basket. Jump shot goes up. No good. Warriors just ice cold. That was a good look for Nunez. Ball got knocked out of bounds off Wairika. Taylor's going to inbound the ball. She'll get it in out on top to Anissa. Left side to Corbett. Corbett dribble drive to the basket up the shot. No good. Rebound by Freitas. Great is quickly coming back the other way. Great look to the backside to Collier. She's going to miss it, though. Picked up by Carter. Carter across midcourt. Taylor's got it. Up on top. Up on top still is Carter. Over to the right side to Brooklyn. Brooklyn resets back out on top. Ball stolen. Back in the ball game to start is Fogle's back in. Reset back on top. I just want to make sure we still were on the air, and we are, so we're good. Nunez with the shot from the perimeter, knocks it down. Big shot by Lily. Lily knocks down the bucket. Three-point shot for Lily, and the lead down to three. Dribble drive by. That drive was by Fogle. She's ball's going to get knocked out of bounds. She missed the shot. Knocked out of bounds off the Warriors. And it's going to be Wairika ball. New shot clock because it went off the rim. Gets it into Bennett. Bennett dribble drive up with the shot. Nice shot by Bennett. Bennett floater in the middle of the key. That's her first bucket of the game, even though she's been super active. 5-point lead. 5:38 here in the championship game at the Wairika Minor Invitational. Nunez back out on top to Corbett. Corbett dribble drive by Branson. Up with the shot, easy bucket by Jacqueline. As she scooped and went right by, that was Brunt Branson. Three-pointer on the way by Freitas. She misses, ball saved by Wairika. Another shot goes out of bounds off the Miners. Now the Miners can't make a bucket. 30-27, three-point lead, and the Warriors got the ball back. Much more intensity to start the second half here for the Warriors. 5 minutes left to play here in the third quarter. Nunez with the ball. Nunez fires a three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Branson. Branson quickly comes back the other way. Gets the ball to Bennett. She's across midcourt. Right side to Freitas. Gets the pick. Back to Branson at the low post. Scooping under. Nice move by the big girl. Branson's going to get the two-point bucket. Extend it back out to five. As the Warriors continue to try to claw their way back into this. Taylor with the ball. Left side two. Anissa Batiga in the ball game. Over to Nunez on the wing. Dribble drive. Kick out. Ball stolen. Bennett back the other way. Bennett up with the layup and she's got it. Back-to-back buckets for Bennett. Taylor breaking the press across midcourt, going coast-to-coast. Finds Anissa over to Corbett. Up, no good. Rebounded by Collier. Ball's going to be stolen by Bennett and by Jacqueline over to Taylor, and we're going to have a foul. 23 white Fogle. That's going to be Branson going to pick up her third. Avery comes in, Branson comes out. New shot clock for the Warriors. 4 minutes left here in the third quarter. Wilson comes back in the ballgame. As she is fouled, as Fogle's going to foul Wilson. Fogle picks up her fourth. They're going to talk about it. They called the foul. Probably deciding if it might be intentional or not. It was definitely looked like she was maybe thrown to the ground. Willie was trying to get position on the post. Intentional foul, they decide to give it to her. So Fogle's going to pick up her fourth. And it'll be an intentional foul. It'll be two shots. So Coach Clifton's going to call a timeout, trailing by 7. And Fogle's going to pick up her fourth midway through the third quarter. And the Warriors will come out of the timeout with 2 free throws and the ball back. More of our Sportscasters Club members include Curry Equipment, your one-stop shop for power equipment, Crescent City and Brookings. Down at Off Supply for all the office supplies and furniture and gifts, too. Now on 3rd and 8th Street in Crescent City. Crescent City Les Schwab Tire, doing the right thing matters. Down at Ambulance, dedicated to serving this community. Odell Organic Beef, local grass-fed organic Angus beef. And Western Valley Insurance, on and off the court, teamwork makes the difference. Call Western Valley Insurance for a local team committed to community. McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Service, tax, bookkeeping, and payroll services. Valvoline Henry Car Wash, get the work car wash across from Fred Meyer. So 3:54 left here in the first half. In the third quarter. It'll be Del Norte shooting Wilson. The intention was on Wilson, but Wilson came up slow, hurting her knee. So Anissa Batiga will shoot the free throws for Wilson. First free throw is good. Anissa gets her first points of the ball game with the free throw. Second free throw on the way is also good. The lead cut to 5, and now the Warriors will inbound underneath the basket. As Nunez will inbound the ball. Nunez gets the ball in to Anissa. Back to Nunez. Nunez over to Corbett. Dribble drive to the basket. Knocks it down. Jacqueline with another bucket. 3-point ball game again. Timeout on the floor by Wairika. And it'll be a 30-second timeout. Gets the chance to say hello to some more of our Sportscasters Club members. L&L Design and Construction, commercial residential construction, now licensed in Oregon. McDonald's, stop by after the game for a burger. Go Warriors. Econutrients, local organic fertilizer for the backyard gardener in you. Let's take a look at the foul situation. Foul situation for Del Norte. Wilson's got 3 and Franz has got 3. And for Wairika, Bennett has 3, Branson has 3. Fogle has 4. Team fouls this half 2-0, as in Wairika has 2, Warriors have not fouled yet. It's going to be Warrior ball, 3-point game. Warriors will inbound on the sideline. Sorry, it'll be Wairika ball. After Corbett made the bucket, they called the timeout. So Collier will bring it across midcourt. Fogle's out of the game once again. He's gotten foul trouble early in the first half and now early in the second. Ball's loose on the ground, knocked away by Franz. Picked up by Corbett. Corbett gets it to Franz, out to Taylor. Another hustle play by the Warriors. Corbett got in the low post, up with the shot, knocks it down, and it's good. And she's fouled on the shot. She'll shoot 1. Corbett putting the team on her back here in the second half. Foul's going to go against Shaw. She picks up her first. Corbett gets a 2-point bucket and goes to the line to try to complete the 3-point play. Free throws up, nothing but net. We got a tie ball game, Warrior fans. 34-34 your score. 3:15 left here in the third quarter. Freitas with the ball in the corner. She'll pull it back out to Bennett. Let's see how the intensity changes on both sides. Bennett misses the shot, rebounded by Jacqueline. We're going to have a double dribble call as the ball was knocked away from Corbett, but she picked it up. Turnover quickly by the Warriors there. 34-34 your score. Miners ball. Collier on top, left side to Avery. Warriors defense stepping it up. Freitas drives baseline, nothing there. Pulls it back out. Avery to Collier. Three-point basket on the way. No good. Rebound by Nunez. Nunez is going to push the pace back the other way. Nunez dribble drive. Floater's on its way. No good. Rebound by Jacklin. Corbett comes up with it and gets it out to Anissa. Great hustle. Nunez for three. Knocks it down and she was left open. The Warriors lead by three. Second three ball of the quarter for Nunez. Warriors up by three. 37-34. As Freitas comes back and knocks down one and fouls. As Nunez went down. Nunez got shoved down by Freitas. Literally got shoved down. And then she jumped back up. And then Freitas made the shot and Nunez fouled. So after all of this, Nunez picks up the foul, I believe. It's her first. Freitas knocked down the bucket, and she's at the line that's going to shoot one more. 37-36, the made free throw here could tie the ball game. 2:19 left here in the third quarter. Free throws up, nothing but net, tie ball game once again. As the whole gym come alive as the ball game's tied. Taylor brings it across midcourt. Dribble drive baseline, spin move, over to Franz, out to Nunez. Nunez battling out there with a hurt knee. 10 on the shot clock, she's got it up on top. Over to Corbett. Corbett, dribble drive to the basket, up the shot. No good, she's going to be fouled. She's going to go to the line. Avery picks up the foul. Corbett back to the line. As the Wairika coach frantically telling her players to move their feet, and Corbett catches it and goes to the basket every time. And if I'm a coach, she goes to the same side every time. She catches it and goes right. And has been very successful in this game doing it. Second free throw, no good. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds as Franz and Branson were going after it. And it's going to be Delnor ball. Warriors lead by one. 1:50 left here in the third. 38-37 your score. Nunez will inbound the ball. Gets it in over to Corbett. Dribble drive, scoop shot, no good. Ball's going to be out of bounds off Freitas. Delnor ball once again with the new shot clock. Inbounding underneath their own basket. Gets the ball into. Ball's going to go off Corbett. It's going to be minor ball on the inbound. 1:45 left. We're back into a championship ball game. Tied up. 1:40 left. Branson with the ball in the left wing. Dribble drive. Great step. Over to Collier. Collier up the shot. No good. In and out. Rebound by Nunez. That thing went halfway down and came back out. Nunez has the ball. Tie ball game. 15 on the shot clock as she slowly brought it across midcourt. Got it to Corbett. Corbett went right again and all the way to the basket. Another basket. She catches the free throw line and goes right every time. Great job by the Warriors. Freitas from the corner. Three ball on the way. No good long rebounds tracked down by Collier. She'll shoot a jumper, no good. Rebounded by Nunez. Nunez out in transition. Getting to the basket. Knocked out of bounds. Going to be off Freitas. Warriors lead by three now. 40-37 your score. Knocked out of bounds by the Miners, so it'll be Nunez inbounding underneath her own basket. Ball gets thrown into Bottega. Anissa for three, top of the key. Didn't get it. Rebound comes down. It's going to be Fran. Jump ball with her and Branson. Possession's going to go to Wairika. There's no free rebounds by either one of these teams. As here comes Bennett across midcourt. 36 seconds left here in the quarter. Over to Collier. Out to Avery. Shot goes up, no good. Rebounded by Cram. Nunez slowly will bring it across, and Freitas will come guarder. 20 on the shot clock. 17, 16. Nunez with it, 12 left. Dribble drive to the basket, over to Franz, out to Taylor. Fires from the wing, no good. On the ground to get the rebound was Gorbett, out to Anissa. Three-pointer, no good. Gorbett with the rebound. Tries to put it back up, but the time ran out as the Warriors had a great third quarter and are going to take a three-point lead into the fourth. Warriors lead 40-37. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Warrior Sports.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our legendary sportscaster sponsors are Center Coast Hospital, Iuchi Hamlet, H&R Block, Ambro WSG, and Del Norte Tire.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our legendary sportscaster club member sponsors are Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, and Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Quarter here at the Girls Championship game in the Yreka Invitational, where the Del Norte Warriors have came out and outscored Yreka by 7 in the third quarter and are going to take a three-point lead into the final stanza. Winner of this game will be the champion of the tournament. Nunez across midcourt. They'll get the first possession. Nunez will be, the Warriors will be fine just taking their time here. Nunez guarded by Collier, over to Corbett. Dribble drive, guess which way she went? Right, and she scored another easy layup. Corbett is carrying this team offensively right now. Ball goes right side to Freitas, underneath to Branson, up with the shot. Great play by Yreka. They needed a bucket, and they got one right there from Branson. Warriors still with a three-point lead. Nunez across midcourt. Corbett, top of the key. Finds Anissa. Shot goes up to the wing. No good. Ball's going to go out of bounds off Fran. But what's happened is Corbett's drawn a double team. Now the girls from the outside need to do their part. Anissa and Carter and Kiki have got to knock down the big bucket. As they're letting her catch it at the high post now, but they're doubling her there. Timeout by Yreka gives a chance to say hello to more of our Sportscasters Club members, including Brian's Beach Dog. Relish today, catch up tomorrow, grab a dog, and more in the harbor. South Coast Appliances, new and used appliances behind Dutch Bros in Brookings and in Crescent City. Lisa McCowan, your State Farm agent, like a good neighbor, Lisa is there. And Chimney Craft, working for you since 1992. Trying to keep you warm and happy. So foul situation, 4-1. Miners have 4 fouls this half. Warriors have 1. Wilson's the only one with 3 fouls for the Warriors. Actually, Wilson and Franz both have 3. And Yreka has Fogle with 4. Yreka inbounds the ball. They're down by 3. Collier across midcourt. Collier over to Bennett. Gets the pick from Freitas. Freitas kicks it right side. Redwell up with the shot. No good. Long rebound's going to go out. Off. They save it. Freitas puts up a shot. Misses. Branson gets the rebound and puts it up and in. Big play right there by the post player. Branson, chance for a three-point play and to tie it up with the free throw. Free throw's on its way, and it's good. Tie ball game once again. 42-42. Nunez across midcourt, slowly. Coming up, looking for the pick. Gets it over to Corbett. Corbett back to Anissa. Open three-pointer on the way, no good. Rebounded by Bennett. Anissa's getting great looks. She's got to get a couple to fall. We know she can make them. Out for a while with an injury. Redwell over to Collier. Up with the shot, no good. Rebounded by Corbett. Corbett gives it up to Nunez. Big rebound on the defensive end. Tie ball game, 42-42 your score. 6 minutes left. Nunez across midcourt. 15 on the shot clock. She gets the pick from Corbett. She's going to get fouled out on top. Collier's going to get called for it. She's going to pick up her third as Nunez picked up her dribble. So it'll be on the sideline. Nunez will get it into Anissa. Back to Nunez. Nunez has it. Back to Fran. Over to Corbett. She's going to go up with the shoot shot. It's going to be knocked out of bounds off Wairika. As Corbett tried to put another one up. So it's out of bounds off Wairika. It'll be inbounds underneath. 16 on the shot clock as they get it into Anissa. Anissa back to Nunez. Back on top to Kiki. Sorry, Taylor, Gigi. Corbett dribbles it out for foot. It's a turnover. Wairika back the other way. Ball stolen by Nunez. And it's going to be out of bounds off Nunez as she broke up the fast break. Here comes the Miners inbounding to Collier. Collier dribble drive over to Freitas on the baseline. Freitas gets it out to off the side of the backboard and out of bounds. Shooting the ball was Bennett. So it'll be out of bounds off Wairika. Full court pressure by Wairika into Nunez. Corbett's got it back to Anissa. Foul. Branson's going to pick up her fourth. That's going to be 16 fouls. Next one's going to be bonus for the Warriors. Brooklyn Carter comes back in as Taylor takes a seat. Still a tie ball game. 42-42 your score. Nunez inbounds to Carter. Gives it back to Nunez across midcourt. Warriors going to value every possession at this point. Get pass to Anissa. Anissa, three-point shot from the wing. Knocked it down. She was due. That's a big shot for the Warriors as Bottega knocks it down and gives the Warriors a three-point lead. Back the other way, Collier with the floater in the middle of the key, no good. Picked up by Corbett. Corbett with another rebound. She dribbles down the sideline, back to the middle. Gives it up to Nunez, they'll reset on top. Warriors up by three, 4:40 left in the ballgame. Nunez, guarded by Collier, 10 on the shot clock. Dribble drive all the way to the basket, up with the shot, she's fouled. And if it's Branson, she's going to be fouled out. Huge call as Branson just fouled out of the ball game. That'll be five fouls. As she's been the heart of the soul of this comeback. Great young lady. She went and shook Coach Clifton's hand. Back into the ballgame, Fogle. She'll play with four for the rest of the game. Nunez is at the line to shoot two. Nunez, first free throw, no good. She's 4 of 5 now. Big free throws down the stretch. You got to have them. Warriors lead by 3. Nunez, second free throw on the way. Off the rim, no good. Rebound by Franz, though. She'll put it back up. She misses. And here comes Bennett back the other way. Up with the shot, no good. Foul's going to go against Carter, and Bennett will go to the line. Carter picks up her first foul of the game. Third team foul against the Warriors. As Bennett's at the line to shoot two. First one's off the back rim, no good. As Carter comes out and Koi Powell comes in. Koi Powell. 424 left. Bennett's up with their second free throw. Front rim, no good. Rebound goes to Nunez. Nunez is going to have the ball knocked off, knocked out of her hand off Freitas, and it's going to be a Warrior ball in the backcourt. Goypa gets the ball in to Corbett. Corbett gives it back to Nunez. Nunez breaks the press. She's out in transition. As she throws it over Bottega's head, as Coach Clifton valiantly says, slow down, we got this. Goypa comes out, Carter comes in. 4:13 left. Warriors up by three. Collier across midcourt. Right side to Bridwell. Bridwell back to Freitas. Nice, easy look for Freitas. She misses. It's going to be Delnor ball off Fogle. Full court pressure once again. Kiki comes in. Anissa takes a seat. Taylor gets the ball into Fran. Tries to get it straight back. The ball's loose on the ground. We're going to have a jump ball. Jump ball situation as Franz and Bennett were tied up with it. And it's going to be Wairika ball on the possession arrow. Ball goes in. Freitas passes it out. Rebounded by Corbett. Corbett quickly back the other way. Great rebound by Corbett. Gets it over to Nunez. He'll slow it down. Under 4 minutes to play. Warriors still lead by three. Nunez with the ball on top, guarded by Collier. Dribble drive by Nunez. Kicks it out to Carter. Carter fires the three from the wing. No good. Rebounded by the Miner. Freitas quickly back the other way. Out to Collier. Layup on the way. Knocks it down. Transition bucket for Wairika. They trail by one. Nunez breaks the double team quickly. Back the other way. She'll pull up the jumper from six. No good. Rebound's going to go, and it's going to be a foul on her. Franz is going to pick it up. Franz has got four. It's a one-point game. 45-44. Warriors lead by one with three left. Miners back the other way. Bridwell, dribble drive middle of the key. She's going to get called for the travel. Turnover for the Miners as Anissa comes back in. Anissa comes in for Carter. Warriors ball. Up by one. 3 minutes left here in the championship game. Taylor will inbound the ball to get it in and then back to her. Taylor across midcourt breaks the double team. All the way to the basket, up with the shot, no good, puts it back up on her own, knocks it down, and she's fouled. Gigi Taylor all the way down the floor makes it happen, and Fogle just fouled out of the game. So not only could it be a three-point play, Fogle fouls out. Taylor knocks down the bucket, possible three-point play, as the Warriors lead by three. DP's in for Taylor. Shot goes up, it's good. Warriors up by four. 48-44. Wilson comes into the game as the two bigs for Wairika are out. Collier, right side to Bridwell. On top to Freitas. Ball stolen by Nunez. Big steal by Nunez with 2:45 left. Collier, man-to-man defense on her. Over to Taylor. Timeout on the floor with 20 seconds on the shot clock. Full timeout by Coach Clifton. Mad Dog's going to get a quick drink of water as this is getting real good. Full timeout for the Warriors. Let's set the stage here. It's going to be bonus situation for the Warriors as the Miners have eight fouls. Warriors have only committed four fouls, so they have a couple more to give. Warriors lead by four, 48-44, 2:38 left. They will inbound the ball from the sideline with 20 on the shot clock. Foul situation for Wairika. We talked about at halftime how that could really come into play down the stretch, and it sure has. Branson and Fogel have both fouled out. Bennett has three. Collier has three. And Collier's the big defensive threat out on the perimeter. France has four, and Wilson has three. So it's a small lineup out there for Wairika, as the Warriors went big with Wilson. Out of the timeout, I wouldn't be surprised for them to try to find a way to get it to Wilson or Corbin in that situation. Nunez with the ball on top. Tries to get it down to Corbett, doesn't. We're going to have a foul. Jump ball. Jump ball as Nunez and Collier got tied up. Possession stays the same. Clock, shot clock's down to 10. Gets it over to Anissa. 7 on the shot clock. She picked up her dribble. Over to Corbett. Out to Anissa. 3-point basket on the way. In and out, no good. Avery with the rebound. Here comes Bennett back the other way for Wairika. Big possession for Wairika. Collier with the ball. Dribble drive baseline. Ball fake. Avery with the shot from the elbow. Knocks it down. Big shot by Avery. Cuts it to a 2-point gain. Full court pressure for Wairika. Corbett takes her time as she gets it from Nunez. Dribble drive to the basket. She hands it off. It was a loose ball. Turnover by the Warriors, though, and it's timeout by Wairika. 2-point ball game. Warriors lead by 2. As the Miners will have the ball in the backcourt, trailing by 2 with 1:48 left. Some more of our Sportscaster Club members include England Marine, Fishing Marine and Outdoor Equipment, Go Warriors, Blue Star Gas, Propane and Propane Sales and Services, Crescent City and Brookings, Chalwell Benson Hardwick, Good Luck Warriors from Team CBH, your local accounting and tax firm, and Sutter Coast Hospital, serving our community with care. So bonus for the Warriors if they end up needing it. Big defensive possession here for the Warriors, as if they could take 20 or 30 seconds off this clock and come away without Wairika scoring, it would almost get to the point where Wairika is going to have to foul pretty soon. As Collier has the ball, I'm coming across midfield. Warriors in their token man-to-man defense. Collier dribble drive over to Freitas. Freitas over to Bennett, to Avery. Out to Bridwell. Shot goes up, blocked by Jacqueline Corbett. And we're going to have a foul on Collier. Collier's going to pick up her 4th foul. That's going to send Anissa to the line to shoot 1-1. Big free throws down the stretch here for the Warriors. As in the 4th quarter, Nunez already missed 2. This is a 1-1 situation. None bigger than these two right here for the junior. 48-46 your score. Anissa's first one on the way, knocks it down. Ice water in the veins. Makes it a 3-point game, pending the second one. Wilson will come back out of the lineup for the rebound, and Taylor goes in. Anissa's second free throw on the way, all the way around the rim and goes in. Warriors back up by 4. Quickly back the other way is Wairika. Bennett has the ball. Bennett corner to Freitas. Freitas dribble drive baseline up with the shot. No good. Foul's going to go against Wilson. Nope. Going to go against Nunez. Nunez picks up her 2nd. Freitas is going to the line to shoot 2. 1:19 left. Warriors up by 4. 50-46 your score. First free throw, nice high arcing free throw. Nothing but net. 47-50. 1:19 left. Second one on its way. Also good. 2-point ball game. Full court pressure by Wairika. Nunez has the ball. Took a double team to turn back the other way. back over to Taylor. Taylor across midcourt. She'll pull it back out. Warriors valuing every possession. Over to Nunez, 15 left. Dribble drive. Pulls it back out. 10 on the shot clock. Less than a minute to go. Anissa for three, no good. Rebound by Wilson. Wilson puts it back up, no good. Rebounded by the Miners, and we're going to have a loose ball foul against Corbett. Wilson with a great rebound, but couldn't make the easy one. Corbett's going to pick up a foul. And Wairika will inbound. Under a minute to play. Warriors lead by two. 45 seconds left. Bennett dribble drive, middle of the key. She's going to get fouled. Wilson's going to pick it up, I believe. Wilson picks it up. She picks up her fourth. At the line is Bennett. She's 0 for 2 from the line. Big free throw here for her. Back rim, no good. She's missed her last three, all here in the fourth quarter. Franz comes in, Wilson comes out. 2-point lead for the Warriors. Second free throw on the way, also no good. Rebound to Freitas, though. Back up, no good. Rebound by Franz. And we're going to have a jump ball. And it's going to be Wairika ball. 36 on the game clock. Wairika underneath their own basket, trailing by two. They get the ball out into Bridwell. Bridwell floaters up, knocks it down, tie ball game. Shot clock turned off. Anissa with the ball across midcourt. Pulls it back out on top to Nunez. Nunez, dribble drive, kicks it out to Anissa. Offensive foul! As Bennett steps in and takes the charge. Good call. Offensive foul. So Bennett takes the charge. Nunez picks up her third. Shot clock's off. 20 seconds left. Time out, Wairika. Boy, do we have a championship game here, folks. 50-50 your score. 19 seconds left. As Nunez went to drive and dish it out to Anissa, she ended up keep going, and she ran over Bennett. So here's the scenario. Wairika's bigs are gone, as in Vogel and Branson. Clifton's been warned, as he had something to say to the official, but no technical. That could be costly at this point. 19.4 left, both teams in bonus. 50-50 is your score. Coming out of the timeout, it'll be Wairika ball in the backcourt. Freitas will inbound the ball. Warriors are not going to pick up full court. They'll play Collier if she gets it. Collier's got it. She'll be picked up by Taylor. Bennett across midcourt. Bennett right side to Collier, 10 to play. Dribble drive out to Avery. Shot goes up. Knocks it down. Big shot by Avery. That was a 2-point basket. 52-50 with 4.7 seconds left. Second time's out, all they have left. So 2-point shot by Avery gives them the lead with 4.7 seconds left. Coach called a timeout. Coach calls a second 30-second timeout to make sure he could draw up a play. So one more 30-second timeout by Coach Clifton to make sure he's got the right play here. 4.7 seconds left. Plenty of time to get down the floor. 9 fouls against the Miners, too, so the next foul will be double bonus. So I'm sure the minor coach is telling them, don't foul. And the Warriors will inbound underneath their own basket. I'm sorry, under full court. Nunez will inbound the ball. 4.7 seconds left. Warriors trail by two. Ball game's on the line right here. Here it goes. Throws down the floor to Taylor. Taylor catches it, goes to the basket. No good. And that's going to do it. The ball game's over as the Yreka Miners have took the Yreka Invitational. Final score, 52-50. We'll be back with the post-game show here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Donut Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the Donor Warrior Game of the Week postgame show. We have all the latest stats and information for this game coming up next.
Donor Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club members' sponsors are Donor Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, and McPheron's Tax and Bookkeeping Services.
The home of Delmore Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Is hip pain keeping you from golf, gardening, or playing with the grandkids? Introducing orthopedic surgeon Dr. Jack Bella, who's recently joined the staff at Sutter Coast Community Clinic. Dr. Bella has over 30 years of experience as a board-certified orthopedic surgeon, and he specializes in anterior hip replacements, which can lead to faster recovery to help you get back to doing the things you love.
For hip pain or other orthopedic needs, call Dr. Bella's office at 707-464-5974.
Delmar Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, and England Marine Supply.
The home of Delmar Warrior Sports. 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
And now it's time for the Del Norte Warrior post-game show right here.
Welcome back to the post-game show here in Yreka Minor Classic, where moments ago the Del Norte Warriors failed to the Yreka Miners in the championship girls game by a final score 52-50, as it was Alana Avery knocking down a bucket from 15 feet on the baseline to secure the victory for the Miners. The Warriors led at halftime, trailed at halftime 26-22. After three quarters, it was the Warriors leading by three. And then Yreka outscored Del Norte 15-10. In the fourth quarter to take the two-point victory. Scoring-wise for Yreka, they were led by Bailey Branson with 12. Alana Avery had 10. And Alexis Collier had 9. And for the Del Norte Warriors, it was Lily Nunez with 12. Anissa Batiga had 7. Gianna Taylor had 6. Lily Wilson with 4. Kiki Franz with 2, and our leading scorer today was Jacqueline Corbett. She had 19 points. Great game by Jacqueline, but the Warriors just come up a bit short. Up next for both the boys and girls, they'll be back over here in the Valley as they will take on Mount Shasta. I mean, be in the Mount Shasta tournament. Actually, yes, the Mount Shasta tournament. But up first will be Mr. Pritchett. On December 6th, he'll be at Grants Pass, as Grants Pass just won the Yreka tournament. So the boys will have their hands full next week, as John Pritchett will bring you live game action from Grants Pass High School for the boys. And then next weekend, they'll be back over here for the Mount Shasta tournament. Well, Warrior fans, that should wrap things up here for us tonight. A big thanks to our engineer without fear, Gloria, back in the studio, for Mike O'Brien of KFOD, General Manager Larry Tempe, President Mike Wilson, and the entire Bicoastal Media family. Thanks for everything, and thanks for listening. I'm John Horner. Good night, everybody. Stay safe, and God bless.
You've been listening to the Del Norte Game of the Week, and it was brought to you by Center Coast Hospital, Iucci Hamlet, H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Del Norte Tire, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Leshwab Tire Center, Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, Morjon Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, England Marine, Chawell Benz and Hartwick, Chimney Craft, Lisa McCowan, South Coast Appliance, and Brian's Beach Dogs. This has been a Bi-Coastal Media Sports presentation.